Let's speak to someone who's directly involved with the first team matters these days at Sheffield Wednesday. Lee Bullen joins us live on Football Heaven now. Lee, it's just great news for Sheffield Wednesday Football Club today, isn't it, that this takeover has finally been completed?
Oh, something happened today.
He's been busy with his twins, has he, and he's completely missed it all.
Clueless. I've been putting twins down to sleep. I didn't realise something had kicked off today. So maybe you guys can enlighten me. No, listen. We're sailing into the unknown, I suppose. It's great. It's a feel-good factor. But as with everything, we've just got to wait and see exactly what the plans are from the new owners. It's exciting, but also there's a little bit of trepidation, obviously.
How much dialogue have you had with them? And when I say you, I suppose I mean you and Stuart as well. Has there been much?
I've met one of the party. Spoke to him. He was at training the other day. Quite a nice guy. I just spoke to him for about 5-10 minutes. But to be honest, I've not had any dealings with it. It's Stuart that's had all the dialogue with the new owners, the new chairman, etc. At the same time as obviously with my man and Paul Aldridge and things like that. So to be honest, I've not got a great deal of information for you. I'd love to help you out more, but unfortunately, it's going to be pretty short.
But presumably, you are part of this list-making process, and the types of lists you would have drawn up maybe 12 months ago are very different to what you will be drawing up now.
Yeah, I think now Stuart will be looking towards loan towards a permanent at the end of the season. So, yeah, targets change. Again, I don't know what kind of financial information Stuart's been given with regards to budgets and the level and the standard of player we can go for. But obviously, they've shown their hand a little bit today with the comments that they were involved in bringing Lewis Baker and Will Keane to the club. So that's, I mean, they're obviously looking at potentially younger players and from higher levels as loans. But me personally, I hope we can get some permanent signings in the door. Obviously, it's cutting it short for this transfer window, but planning towards next season, definitely.
Lee, as somebody who's got Sheffield Wednesday, you know, right at his heart these days, yeah. You know, having played as the club and then taking on this role as a coach, you know, you can perhaps give us the perspective from both sides of it as someone who's in there now working with the first team, but also somebody who cares about the club's future. You know, just how exciting is this?
Well, I'm as big a fan as some of these guys that have been there 40, 50 years, but you know, I would regard myself as a fan of Sheffield Wednesday as well now. So, from that perspective, it's so exciting. And it's, yeah, sometimes we can get above our station and think, right, that's it. We've got a massive push towards the Premier League now. But we do also have to understand that there's probably 10, 12, 14 teams that may be working on a budget that's twice ours at the moment. So, we've got a lot of catching up to do. Will we be given that kind of money? I really don't know. By all accounts, I think they're very, very savvy businessmen, so they'll want to go about things the right way. I don't think it'll be a case of just throwing money at it. There'll be a lot of homework done with regards to players going forward. From what I'm led to believe, they do have their own sort of contacts within the British game as well. So we'll be working all together, Stuart, the new chairman, and his contacts, with regards to trying to get the right type of people in the door that can take the club forward and hopefully push towards that promised land.
I know it's very early days, but has there been any kind of insurance given that it will be Stuart and yourself for the long term? Because takeovers happen, people want their own people sometimes.
Exactly. And that's where I use the word trepidation. I don't know what's been said to Stuart. I mean, we're in charge for the Reading game, as far as I'm aware. So that's all I know. Until I speak to anybody further out, hopefully it'd be a little bit remiss of them to move things on, because things have been pretty steady and Stuart's done such a fabulous job in the year he's been in charge. But as you say, with new owners, new ideas, maybe new contacts, you just never know. I would like to think, and having spoke to Stuart, I believe things are going to stay as they are in for the foreseeable, but things can change very, very quickly.
You could make a really compelling case, though, that the club is moving in the right direction with this coaching staff, couldn't you, Lee? I know that you're going to be biased in this matter, mm-hmm. as soon as you're right at the heart of it as well, mm-hmm. with Stuart. Mm-hmm. But in the last 12 months, Sheffield Wednesday have gone from a team that is struggling to stay in the Championship to a team that has been flirting with the playoffs this year, and that's without the investment.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody had said we would have been just past Christmas and in the top 10 and not far off the playoff pieces, I think most supporters would have snapped your hand off at the beginning of the season. The players have been fantastic, and the work that Stuart, Andy Rhodes, Dixie, all the academy and getting things going at the football club going forward has been nothing short of a miracle, really. But it's just breeding confidence into the players to believe that they can push at this level and can challenge any other football team in the league here. And they've proved that. Yeah, we've had our blips. Fully understand that. But a lot of these games, people wouldn't have given us a prayer against, say, Nottingham Forest, who have spent the money they've spent. So it's all very, very positive from that point of view. Yeah, it's Sheffield Wednesday, so there's going to be frustrations there. I've been there as a player. You've seen it from your point of view in the media. I've seen it as a fan's point of view. But overall, it's a heck of a platform for new owners to come in on.
Just finally, if there is to be any quick business done, does it have to be a forward?
Well, they've got Will Keane in the door. I think they'd be looking at maybe a playmaking midfielder or a winger.
Like Lewis McGugan.
He'd be great to get back. I'm not going to pull wool over eyes. We'd love to get Lewis back. He's a fantastic player. He did great for us. And he'd be a fantastic addition to the squad that we've already got together. That could be the one. I mean, Will Keane, I thought, showed fantastic touches and good game knowledge the other night for such a young lad. And Lewis Baker on that pitch of ours the other night looks to get on the ball. So Lewis would be a fantastic signing. Whether or not we can afford him, whether or not we can get him, I really don't know. Whether or not the new owners feel he's the right type of player to take us forward, I don't know, but I'd love to get him back.
Bully, how much sleep are you getting at the moment?
What's that word you just used?
Sleep, yeah. How much are you getting with these twins?
Oh, honestly, there's not enough minutes in the day. honestly, zero sleep, but hey, I'd rather be busy than sitting on my backside on the door or something like that. It's absolutely brilliant with twins, with jobs, with businesses, speaking to you guys on the phone, different class.